The Zamzos Garden Show is sponsored by Zamzos. The views, opinions, and advice offered by the show's hosts do not necessarily reflect those of KBOI or its parent company, Cumulus Media. KBOI makes no representations as to the accuracy of the information expressed and shall not be responsible or liable for any claims arising out of the use of or reliance upon any such information.
What kind of seeds are you sowing? Why is it so green where you're from? It must be Zamzos growing in your yard, garden, or barn. You've done it right, you see it. Got the help that you needed. Zamzos really makes you want to come home.
I'm coming home,
'cause nobody knows like Zamzos.
News Talk 670 KBOI. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on News Talk 670 KBOI. To be a part of the show, call now 1-800-529-KBOI or 336-3700. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on the Big 670 KBOI.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Zamzos Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie, back after a few weeks off. I've got to remember how to do this now, so it's going to be exciting. Really happy to have Lamar from our Franklin store in with us today. Lamar, how's it going, man?
It's going pretty good.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah.
I haven't seen you much at the office. It seems like you've been...
Yeah, just been busy with the, you know, storefront, so...
Yeah, right on. So you had a good Christmas, everything... Did you get to leave town? Did you have to stay around?
I had to stay around.
Yeah. Yeah, I stayed around too. My parents came into town though, so it was
nice.
I got to take a few weeks off. Last week I chose to take that day off before Christmas, and then the week before that we were preempted for the BSU game, so which they won. They beat the Ducks. I'm not going to call them my Ducks just because. Even though they're the team I root for. Anyway, moving on. This isn't a football show. This is a gardening show. And we're going to talk about a few things. I got a few things here we're going to talk about with Lamar. And but I'd love to get to talk to you guys if you have any questions or anything you want to talk about. You know, I'd like to see if you have, you know, this is the last show of the year. I was kind of thinking about it driving into the studio today. I've been doing this now for just over a year. I think I started in like October or November. I don't know. You remember, Tara? It was like October, I think. So it's been just a little over a year. But you know, I'd like to talk, if you guys have things that, you know, went well for you in the garden or the lawn this year, or things that didn't go well, that you remember and want to ask about or want to know how can we prevent those things from happening next year, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. See, I'm out of practice. 2 weeks off, and it's just it's all going to downhill. We'll get there, though. We'll get there. So I want to put a few things out real quick. We are open tomorrow, which is New Year's Eve, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then we will be off. All the stores will be closed on New Year's Day. And then all the stores are going to be closed January 2nd, so the day after New Year's. So the January 1st and 2nd, all Zamzos stores are going to be closed. We're doing our inventory a little bit differently this year, where we're doing all the stores at once. So all the stores will be closed for that day. So we apologize for any inconvenience that might arise from that. But try to get in as soon as you can, because we're going to be closed Monday and Tuesday. So if your dog needs some food or you need some ice melt, which I think the stores all have in stock right now, go in and get that stuff now, because we're going to be closed for a few days. So keep that in mind as we go forward. We've got a phone call already from Brian in Boise. So let's go to Brian. How's it going, Brian? How can we help you today?
Well, good morning, guys. And first of all, I live close to 5 Mile in Lake Hazel, and what's going on there?
Nice.
This is it's really interesting. So I haven't even been over there yet to see the new location, but I'm guessing you've driven by and seen the sign that's been put up.
Yes.
So yes, I was actually excited. Got somebody asked on Facebook that. But yes, we are opening a new location. We haven't done all the, you know, the standard things for putting that info out there. But yeah, we are opening a new location over there in Lake Hazel. We have Don't have an exact date set yet. I believe we're shooting for early February. But anytime you're opening up a new store, there's a lot of variables and lots of things got to come in and do stuff. So I think we're looking for like an early February opening is what I was last told. That's going to definitely change, and we'll have lots of information coming out. It's something I've actually been working on for the last few weeks, actually probably about a month. I've been kind of getting prepared for releasing that stuff. So there will be some stuff on the news, and you know, we'll have a radio advertisement, and there will be some info on our website very soon once we get a few more some details locked down.
But I actually do have a question on my yard.
Yeah.
As well.
Just go for it. No, that's fine.
Yeah. So I just bought a beautiful house, and I'm new to Boise, and I'm happy to be here. Moved over from the Tri-Cities, Washington area.
Great.
And new to pine trees. I'm not have a lot of experience with pine trees, but there's a lot of mature pine trees on my property, mm-hmm. and I'm noticing there's a lot of brown needles on these pine trees.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at my neighbors, and I'm seeing a few brown needles there. But mine is just like, I probably have six or seven rather large ones. And are they dying, or is that just something that they normally do?
So, yeah, no, that's actually a really good point. Lamar and I were kind of talking a little bit about this. And actually, I think we talked about this one of the last times you were on.
Yeah.
So, Lamar, what's happening there more than likely?
They are dropping their old needles, which happens, 3 to 5 years?
It's usually most pine trees are on about a 3 to 5 year cycle.
Oh, okay.
And so what happens is about every 3 to 5 years, the inner needles, and this is an important distinction to make, and usually the time of year really tells a lot about this. So if it's happening in the fall through the winter, and it's the inner needles, so the oldest needles on the tree, and those are falling, that is what they would just refer to as like a shed. So every 3 to 5 years, pine trees will shed those old needles.
Okay.
And it can kind of change from tree to tree. So as long as they're the inner needles, it's totally natural, not something to worry about at all. It's very common. And it's something you'll see, you know, fairly consistently. Pretty much all evergreen trees will or plants will do this about every 3 to 5 years. Like rhododendrons, it's about every 3 years. Those old leaves, they just all drop. And so kind of keep in mind that, you know, you're seeing a lot of it happen all at once. It's happening in the fall. Okay, it's a natural shed. It's nothing to worry about. Now, there are some things to watch out for, and we were talking about this a little bit, and I was going to talk about it later, but we'll talk about it now since it was brought up. Anytime you have an evergreen tree or a shrub that goes through the winter, and it's particularly harsh in our climate, because if we think about like what happened before we got the snow just before Christmas, we had a few weeks, almost a month, of really no moisture. I think it maybe rained once early on, and then we went for a few weeks without any moisture. And then we had snow, which is not really moisture, right? It's frozen, so it's not really watering any of the plants. And then what happens is we get a day like today where it's warm, the sun's out, the plants kind of start to warm up a little bit, and so they will start to actually transpire. They're actually going to start moving water through their leaves, through their needles, and because there's not a lot of moisture down below in the soil, they will start to dry out. And especially if we get a wind or it continues to stay dry, you may see some what they'll call winter desiccation. And that's where the outer limbs of the tree will start to brown out. So you want to watch for that. And there's a few things you can do as we get a little bit warmer going into the spring. Try to get some water on them right away as soon as you can, and feeding them with some Thrive early on will really help them recover from that and bounce back. So just keep an eye out for that sort of stuff. Otherwise, you're in good shape.
Well, most excellent. Well, thank you so much for the help.
Yeah, appreciate
the
call,
you guys. So have a great New Year's.
Yeah, absolutely. You too. Happy New Year. Thank you for the kind words. I appreciate it. I always like hearing that I'm doing a mediocre job at least. So so that's something that's really important to watch when we're looking at evergreens. We're going to go to a break. This is the Zamzos Garden Show on KBOI.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
This is Jan. How can I help?
Congratulations. You've just won our monthly raffle.
Ooh, that's what it's like when you get a great deal at Toyota-thon.
Toyota-thon?
Yeah, our biggest event of the year. We still have incredible deals like low APR financing and low lease offers on our amazing vehicles.
Wow, amazing.
Right? You can save big on Corolla, RAV4, Camry, and more. But it all ends January 2nd.
Oh, I still have 10,303,511 calls remaining.
You better be quick, because right now during Toyota-thon, you can get a six-month trial subscription to SiriusXM on equipped models.
Done. No one else answered. Best day ever.
Congratulations! Now get in before the deals are gone.
Toyota, let's go places.
Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details. For more information on SiriusXM trial subscriptions, see SiriusXM.com.
Make the holiday bright in a new Toyota. During Toyota-thon, there's plenty of great vehicles to choose from. Shop online or visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
I love the travel, and I want to travel more. I want to see more of the world. More importantly than that, I don't want to just see the world. I want to meet people from all over the world, because I love people, and I naturally assume that we're friends until you or they decide that we're not. More importantly than my love for people, I want people to learn and experience, to know the love that God has for them. I want every person and of every nation to know how valuable they are to God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. This is pregnant with meaning and value. The truth of God's love that will set you free, bring you forgiveness and a new life is a cross and the empty tomb of Jesus. I'm Kevin Skidmore. This is a Cross-Eyed Minute Uplift brought to you by the Boise Church of Christ. You can find more about us at boisechurch.org. Boise Church of Christ, where church is family, a place to start over.
There's a special kind of love.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and security of the Shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for nearly 70 years, Regions Blue Shield of Idaho will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Regions Blue Shield of Idaho. Live fearless.
1 year VIP storage on any new RV at Dennis Dillon RV. With 50 brands on 50 acres and 1,000 new and used RVs to choose from. New 18-foot travel trailers starting at an incredible $9,995. With payments as low as $99 a month. Or 2018 Winnebago motorhomes only $49,995. Both with 1 year VIP storage. DDRV.com. On I-84 between Cole and Orchard, Boise. All prices plus tax, title, and dealer dock fee at $299 OAC.
We are the home for the best in local talk. Call Jay, Chris, and Nate on News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right. We are back here on the Zamzos Guard Show. I got to remember what I'm doing here. I've been talking too much Star Wars with Tara. So this is the Zamzos Guard Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm so glad that you came back. This is the last episode of the year, so I'm pretty excited to talk about, you know, some things. I'd love to hear about, you know, anything that went on in your lawn, in your garden, anything that might have happened that you're not sure about, or, you know, things that went well even for you. You know, part of being a gardener, I think, is learning. Like, I've always felt like if you're not failing at gardening, you're not getting better at it. So there should always be some element of failure in what you're doing in the lawn or in the garden, because then you're going to learn something and that's better, right? So if you have anything like that you want to share with us, any wise words that you want to bring to the community here, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. So one big thing that happened last year that was quite a bit different was the snow, right? I mean, we hadn't had a lot of snow like that. I'd never lived anywhere that had that much snow, ever. Like, I grew up in Portland. It didn't snow very often there. I mean, Lamar, have you ever seen that much snow?
No, I'm originally from California. We've never seen snow ever. So.
So, yeah, it's quite a bit different there. Last year we went to Disneyland for Christmas, and we were leaving Disneyland. We were driving. We drove up over this hill, and there was snow on the ground. And for me, like, that was not a big deal. And we started seeing all these cars parked on the side of the road, and we're like, what's going on? What's happening? And it was everybody was getting out of their cars, driving off the freeway, parking, and playing in the snow on this mountain. It's like such a rare thing to happen. Oh, yeah. So it was a big deal. But yeah, so snow is something that's very, prominent. We've got snow on the ground right now. We didn't have it for a while. Last year was a big deal. And one of the big things that came out of that we hadn't seen a lot of, I mean, we always see a little bit of it, but this year we saw more of it than we really ever had, was snow mold. So I wanted to bring it up now, just so we can talk about what we should be doing or what you should be thinking about, what we learned from last year. And the biggest thing with snow mold is that the problem that arises is that the snow will stay on the soil and then it starts to thaw out, the lawn thaws out. But if there's snow still on the ground on top of the grass, but the soil is thawed out, that's where we have a really high incidence for the potential of snow mold. So, Lamar, you got to help a lot of people in the stores this year with that. I mean, maybe, I'm not sure. But, what were some of the things that you found were helpful for people when it came to snow mold or just getting their lawns prepped back up for the spring after last winter?
Making sure that the snow isn't piled up in spots, you know, when you're clearing your driveways and stuff like that. Getting that air circulation back, like we were talking about earlier, raking that up. And, you know, a lot of people were trying to rent out,
power rakes. Yeah. Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, those are certainly beneficial if you've got a bigger yard. I mean, thatching is a whole process and is really beneficial for the yard. And it's certainly after, you know, a year like that, and even, you know, any year, really, thatching or power raking is going to be a beneficial thing to do. The thing is, before that, I mean, you can even just get out there with a rake. And that's what I had to do for a lot of my lawn, because a lot of my lawn wasn't really, I didn't really have much snow mold, but a lot of it was matted down. So I actually went out there and started raking it up and kind of get the grass pulled back up so it was standing up. And that helped with the air circulation, like you were mentioning. A lot of people that I found who mowed their lawn nice and short, and I mowed my lawn much shorter this year than I had last year. A lot of those people, they didn't have any issues with snow mold because the grass was a lot shorter. There wasn't as much material there to start molding up and turning into a problem. But yeah, like you said, when you've got that snow, and the biggest problems are where, you know, you're shoveling it off your driveway and your sidewalk and you're putting that snow into the lawn, and that, you know, makes a nice big pile of snow that sticks around and it doesn't melt as quickly as the other areas. The other issue I notice a lot, like I've got kids and they run around the yard in the snow, and where their footprints are, that packs that snow down, and that stuff will tend to stick around longer than snow that wasn't packed down. So once we start to thaw out, like something like today, it's probably not going to be as big a deal. But as we move a little bit further on into January and that stuff starts to melt away and starts to go away, it's a good idea to get out there and start breaking up those bigger piles where there was maybe those footprints are going down. You know, break those up, move them around where you've got the big piles along the lawn. You know, go in and shovel that stuff off and at least spread it out so it melts faster.
So you're saying to tear down all the snowmen out there?
You can leave the snowmen. I don't want to crush any dreams. but you know, where the piles are, you know, break that stuff up. It's just going to help that stuff melt a lot faster. And that way you kind of reduce the chance of snow mold really taking a hold in the lawn. And then if you had issue with it last year, you know, if you had the snow mold in the lawn last spring, remember, try to, you know, make a calendar reminder, do something for yourself, and try to get some of the what's the fungus control we have in the pink bag, disease control. I'm trying to make it some weird name. But yeah, putting some of that down, you know, probably mid, late February, first part of March, will really help prevent any of that stuff from really getting a hold and can really slow it down quite a bit. And one thing to remember with that too is there are two types of pink snow mold, and that's the one the disease control is going to really help with. And then there's the gray snow mold, and that's really just kind of the surface molding of the grass blade. So the disease control doesn't do much for that, but it does prevent the pink snow mold from moving throughout the yard.
So one other thing with the, you know, snow, you know, being, you know, insulating the grass like that, I know I had this problem. I don't know if we talked about this in the past, but what moved in my lawn were the voles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So is there anything we can do to prevent those guys from coming back? I know we have the, you know, the repellents and stuff like that. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, voles are definitely an issue, especially with those in those situations. And you're out in the Cuna area, if I remember.
Correct.
Yeah, and so, you know, Cuna in some of, like, Middleton's probably going to have more of an issue with that. Probably, like, south end of Eagle. You know, the outskirts are going to have more of an issue. If you're near a canal, you'll probably see this a little bit more. You know, people that are in a bigger subdivision that's been established, probably not going to see a lot of voles. But for those people around the outskirts, and we do have a lot of that in Boise area, voles can be a big deal, and they can cause a lot of damage. And so, yeah, I think the Molemax is the one I've always found to be the most effective. Now, it's probably not a great time to put that down now, just because, you know, it's not really going to do anything. But once it starts to thaw out, I think the Molemax is really the best thing to do. I mean, what did you end up doing to?
I just seen the damage afterwards.
Oh,
I didn't
gotcha.
Have a chance to try to defend against that.
Yeah.
It was as though I had an earthquake in my lawn.
Yeah, so. It's kind of interesting what they end up doing. It does look kind of like like something went through and cracked up all the lawn and stuff. But, you know, right now there's not, unfortunately, a lot we can do. I mean, you could try to put traps or something out, you know, if you're noticing it, but you're probably not going to see the damage until spring. So really, you know, by the time spring rolls around, if you do notice that, it's really just going to have to be a repair issue. And it's, you know, identifying what it was is really important. And like you mentioned, you know, it looks like a whole bunch of cracks in the grass, like it, you know, just little, you know, strings of dead grass. And that's where the voles are coming out and they're running through and they're eating the grass and using it for their restroom and killing the lawn as they go along.
It's not attractive at all.
Yeah. So, you know, if you didn't do anything, you know, you're really kind of just a repair spot there. But it's something to remember. You know, a lot of people, when I was at the Eagle and the State Street store, we had a lot of customers that would, you know, had a place up in McCall area and stuff like that. And they would always come down, you know, before their last trip up for the winter to kind of get everything ready for the winter. And they would come buy 2-3 bags of that Molemax, and then they would spread it out over everything, because then it's a great repellent and it's not a poison. Well, I mean, it's castor oil, so is that a poison? I don't know. I mean, you don't want to eat castor oil. But anyway, it does a great job at just keeping them from coming in the area. You
so
can keep it around the house and all
you
sorts.
As the snow thaws, you wouldn't put that down?
I would, yeah, definitely. As soon as you can get it on there, I would definitely get it on there. Because then that way you'll start to get them out of there. Because it takes a while for it to start working. It doesn't work immediately. So you want to get it out there as soon as you can. Start moving them out. And then you're going to probably still have to repair some stuff. So we're going to go back to a break. And we'll be back here on the Zamzos Garden Show on KBOI.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI. You may already know about the amazing car buying experience at the Kendall Idaho Center Auto Mall for your family. What about your business? At Kendall, you'll find the right Chevrolet or GMC heavy-duty and light-duty work trucks, including the medium-duty Chevy low-cab forwards and hard-working vans. Plus, Kendall is a business elite dealer. We provide your business with a dedicated dealer representative, extended service hours, and loaner vehicles. And be sure to ask for the details about the included Chevrolet Complete Car Care and GMC Pro Grade Protection. Stop by and find the right Chevrolet or GMC for your business and experience the perks of shopping Idaho's largest business elite dealer. Plus, get year-end savings across our entire inventory during the Beat the Clock sales event and see how your business could qualify for a 2017 tax deduction. Chevy, find new roads. GMC, like a pro. Visit us online at KendallAutoMall.com or call 467-7000. Kendall. Let's start something great.
Are you thinking of getting your carpets cleaned? Well, let's save you some time. Listen to this amazing offer from A1 Chem Dry. Get four rooms clean for the price of three. That's right. You pay for any three rooms and get one free. Go from stained and musty to dry cleaned and fresh. You can save the most amount of money and time on cleaning your carpets right now. But you must call A1 Chem Dry now at 475-5100 to get the details on three rooms cleaned and one free. Carpets stay cleaner longer with A1 Chem Dry and are completely dry in just a few hours. Four rooms of carpet clean for the price of three. If you have pets in your home, ask about the pet urine removal treatment for odor and stain removal. A1 Chem Dry specializes in urine and stain removal. A1 Chem Dry leaves carpets feeling like new. Why do it yourself or with anybody else when A1 Chem Dry can do it all? Call 475-5100 now.
Is your roof ready for another snowpocalypse? It's already fall, so don't wait until the snow starts falling. Call Handsome Roofing to get your roof fixed before the end of the season. Call for a free inspection and see what kind of shape it's in. You never know when the snow will blow, so be ready for it with Handsome Roofing. Call 208-805-8873, 208-805-8873, or go to handsomeroofs.com.
Come home to a handsome home.
Watch it, loser.
You know nobody likes you, right?
Nice shirt. Your mom dress you?
Why would I go out with you?
Why do you even bother?
One out of every five high school students in Idaho considered suicide last year. The Idaho Youth Ranch gives desperate kids safety and the skills they need to succeed, fulfill their potential, and become leaders. Your donations change lives by supporting proven therapies that transform pain and despair into hope for a promising future. Become a partner in promise. Give to day.
Right now, you can own a brand new Ford for less than you think and save huge because most models are eligible for 0% interest for 6 full years and up to $2,000 in rebates on all the popular Ford models. Todd McCurry here for Ontario Auto Ranch. With truckloads of 2018s arriving daily, every new 2017 model on the lot is priced to go, most with 0% interest available for up to 6 years. Or take advantage of the year's best discounts like a new 2017 Ford Expedition. Folks, this is an EL Limited 4x4. Leather, heated and cooled seats, over $15,000 off retail. Similar discounts on over 150 new Fords in stock. Check out this list. F-150, Focus, Fusion, Mustangs, Escapes, Explorers, and Edges, all with 0% interest for 6 full years and up to $2,000 in rebates. Put a new Ford in your driveway this year from Ontario Auto Ranch. Stop by Ontario Auto Ranch on 4th Avenue in Ontario or see all the deals online at OntarioAutoRanchFord.com.
Stock number 019 plus tax, title, and $75 dealer admin fee. OAC.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part three of the Zamzos Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today is Lamar from our Franklin store. Lamar, thanks for being here with me.
Not appreciate a problem. It. Thanks.
Thanks for filling in for me at kind of the last minute, I guess. All right. I appreciate it, though. You guys ready for inventory over there at Franklin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is this your first? This would be probably your second inventory, then.
Well, first inventory that I'm actually going to participate in.
Oh, gotcha. So. Yeah. So inventory is always a big deal around Zamzos because it's so, you know, put so much work into getting it ready. I had to count our distribution store, our center, yesterday. And It's a lot of excitement. Not at all, actually. Lots of counting. Not very fun. Very dirty. So anyway, we've been talking a little bit about snow mold and kind of what to do to get ready for that. Some tree stuff. Lots of stuff. Lots of concerns whenever we get snow and weird weather. Luckily, it hasn't been as bad as last year. And it was a pretty normal amount of snow, it seems like, for Idaho. So hasn't been too much of a big deal. But we want to hear from you if you have any kind of, you know, things that happened this year or something that went really well for you this year that you would like to share or want to talk about, or if you had something that just didn't quite work out for you. Give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. Lamar, I've talked about this a few times, but I want to know, do you have any kind of New Year's resolution when it comes to gardening or your lawn?
I could, but I most likely will not do it, so I won't make any kind of resolution.
That's a smart man right there. All right, so I've got one, and I think it's pretty easy for the garden at least. I'm going to do more mulching, more organic material into the garden. I started early with it and I don't know why I did this. Every year, you know, I just rake up all my leaves and throw them away, but this year I put them all in the garden.
See, yeah, I have, you know, tons of straw and, you know, a bunch of leaves that are mulched up already. I can use that in my garden, but I first have to make a garden, so.
Yeah. Well, I forgot that you have chickens, so that's always something that's kind of, you know, having chickens in a garden can sometimes be a little difficult.
Yeah, I'll have to put up a force field.
So. Yeah, a force field. Nice. More mulching is something that I'm planning on doing, getting more organic material out there. I think it's something that's really important just to the long-term health and overall health of our lawns and our gardens. You know, it's good to recycle that stuff, you know, at the home and then reuse it. And, you know, we've got a great resource. Our plants make fuel for themselves.
Yeah, and chickens we can harness are a good source of, you know, fertilizer.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah. So you've got a built-in fertilizer right there. So we've got a phone call from Linda in Nampa. Linda, how's it going? How can we help you today?
Good. I have a question.
All right.
Last summer, we had little red clover come up in our lawn. And I shouldn't say just came up because we just moved here. But it's little tiny red clover that grows close to the ground with a little teeny yellow bloom on it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We tried a few different things. Well, we tried something on it. I can't remember what it was, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
What can we do for that?
So one thing I want to ask a few questions about it, because a lot of times when it comes to weeds, when we're talking about it, names can get kind of confusing. So because you mentioned it had a little yellow flower, I'm kind of thinking it might not be clover. I'm wondering if it might not be spurge or even oxalis, because both of those have a little yellow flower. And typically with clover, it's either a white flower or sometimes a pink flower.
Spurge was pretty big this year.
Yeah, and spurge is a really common problem. So what I'm wondering is, you said it grows very close, low to the ground. When it started getting cold, did you notice, did it die and kind of go away?
No.
It's still there? You can still see the plant there.
Well, it's covered with snow right now.
But, sure.
It did have a clover-looking leaf on it.
Uh-huh. Was it, what was the color of the leaf?
It was like a maroon.
Okay, a maroonish color. Mm-hmm. Did it have like a little spot of green maybe in the middle of it at all?
I don't recall.
Okay. So there's a few things. Making sure that we've got the right weed in mind is one thing that's really important. So what I would do, there's a few things I would do to really help with that. The first thing I would do is get some sort of preventer down. So now typically in spring, we're going to sell what we call a crabgrass preventer. And it's really common. Crabgrass is a very common issue in lawns. I mean, everybody's going to have to deal with crabgrass at some point. So crabgrass preventer is something you want to start with in about March. Or early March.
Okay.
And that will prevent crabgrass and some other weeds from coming up, because a lot of weeds are annuals. So when you see them come up in the spring and the summer, A lot of times they die completely and they come back from seed. And so a preventer stops that seed from coming back in. So it kills that seed off.
So this is a pre-emergent?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a pre-emergent. Now, that will help with, if it's an annual weed, it's going to work really well. Now, the real key to getting that to work for a good amount of time is actually a second application. You want to apply it again, probably in first part of June, late May, early June. You want to get another application of it down because that's going to stop weeds called goosegrass, which is another very common weedy grass that gets into lawns. And it will also stop spurge, which is very common in what could be the one you're dealing with here. Now, if you have a clover, for sure, these aren't going to work. But we're not 100% sure if it's clover. So if it is clover, you're going to want to use something like Ultra weed killer. And the real key to getting a weed killer like a spray on to work, especially for clover, is to be very consistent with it. Try to get out there and spray it every 7-10 days. What do you usually do for something like that, Lamar?
I use Ultra.
Yeah.
And I do about once a week. And
yeah.
Usually the first application takes care of it for me.
Yeah.
Especially like Morning Glory.
Mm-hmm.
I've had issues with that, but the Ultra just cleared it right up. So.
Yeah. And I think it's just about being consistent. As soon as you see a little bit more, go out and spray it again. Now, the other thing with clover is that clover is what's called a nitrogen-fixing plant. So it actually makes its own food. So in a lawn that isn't being fed or doesn't have enough nitrogen, it will tend to do a lot better in the lawn than the grass will because it's making its own food. The grass doesn't have a lot of food, so it's not growing as quickly as it should or as it wants to. So being consistent with fertilization also. Our lawn program is a great way to do that because you're getting something, multiple times a year to put down, keeps the grass growing, keeps a lot of food in there. The grass will grow, and it'll outgrow that clover and make it a lot easier to spray and get it out of the lawn with fewer applications.
Okay.
So those two things, I think there are three things, I guess. Those three things there will take care of a good majority of the weed problems that you'll have.
Yeah. Always a healthy lawn. You know, the thicker and lush your lawn is, the less chance the weeds are going to be able to grow in there.
Yeah. And did you have any of this going into the flower beds, or was it mostly in the grass?
It's just in our backyard.
In the backyard, sure.
And there are no flower beds back there. But
oh, okay.
What was the other weed that you mentioned besides spurge?
There's crabgrass and then there's goosegrass are both very common.
Goose. Well, I don't believe it's No, it is not a grass.
Yeah, no, it does. What you described does not sound like a grass at all.
Yeah, it isn't a broadleaf at all. It is strict. It is. It is a broadleaf. It
right.
isn't a grass.
Yeah, right. Those things are going to help you out. I mean, even if you don't say, even if it isn't spurge, the crabgrass preventer still does prevent a lot of things, and it's still a good
okay.
one.
Okay.
Because crabgrass and goosegrass are kind of not an if, it's a when. Like, you're probably going to have to deal with that at some point. And I take care of my lawn pretty well. I work for Zamzo, so I kind of have to, and I still have to deal with crabgrass, especially on the edges. And
yeah, this year, it was pretty bad. A lot of customers had to come in and we ran out of that sedgender, which
yeah.
would help and prevent that stuff.
But. Yeah, and there's a point in the year where it's like even the sprays don't do a whole lot for you. So prevention is really the better way to go. So keep those things in mind. Make yourself a calendar. Do something to remember those, and you should be in good shape. Keep an eye. A good place to check that out actually is our website. I'm going to give my job a little plug here. But on our website, I've made some events for next year that are really just little calendar reminders. So you can actually go to our website under events and, go into like March, April, May and start looking for those. They're on the calendar. You can actually just download those right to whatever calendar you're using.
Okay.
And then they'll be there for you and it'll be a lot easier to remember.
Okay, very good.
All right, thanks
Thank
for the
you
call.
So much.
Absolutely, thanks for the call, Linda. Appreciate it. All right, we're going to go back to a quick break, and we'll be back for part four of the Zamzo's Garden Show here on KBOI.
The Zamzo's Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Are you tired of your old car not starting or being in the shop every other week? If the answer is yes, then we have the solution. It's time to upgrade. Todd McCurry here, inviting you to Meridian Auto Ranch Outlet. We have over 200 of the area's finest pre-owned vehicles in our inventory, and we can bring any of our hundreds of new car trade-ins from our other new car stores right to Meridian to get you exactly what you want. Just in time for New Year, we've repriced and discounted all our vehicles, and you'll be surprised to know we have dozens of vehicles under $5,000, like a Chevy Equinox LT. All-wheel drive, this SUV will take you just about anywhere. Or if you're looking for more family room, we have a 14 Dodge Grand Caravan for just $13,900. Don't get stranded in that old car again. Whatever your budget is, we can find you the vehicle you need. In most cases, we'll have the deal done and you driving away in 90 minutes or less. Come see us on Fairview and Meridian or online at AutoRanchOutlet.com. Meridian Auto Ranch Outlet, where we do business a better way.
Auto Ranch USA.
Nate Shellman here for AAMCO. Three locations here in the Treasure Valley. Two in Boise, on Fairview next to Winco, and on State near Veterans Memorial Parkway, and in Nampa on 12th Avenue near Amity. AAMCO, you know them for transmissions and total car care. Mark Munson, owner of AAMCO. Mark, what sets AAMCO apart from others in the world of transmissions?
The transmission world is probably where the most amount of misdiagnosis is happening right now as far as what people are doing with their cars. So if your car is slipping or making a noise, or you think the transmission's got a problem and you take it into just a general car shop or even the dealer a lot of the times and the transmission has a drivability problem, their answer is to replace the transmission because that's all they do. They can take one out and put one in, but they can't diagnose minor problems and stuff. We still and will continue to have transmission experts that can diagnose problems, and if it's a minor repair, maybe it just needs a valve body or some work done on the valve body, we can do that. So now you're looking at a $300 or $400 repair instead of a $3,000 or $4,000 repair.
That's AAMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care. AA MCO.
Ugh, I don't want to go for a jog. I'm too tired for this. Oh, a new donut shop opened. I could use a quick break. Resolutions are tough to keep, and they're even tougher if you're tired. Mattress Firm can help you sleep better when you hurry in to the New Year's sleep sale going on now. And for a limited time only, to help keep you on the right track this year, we'll give you a free Fitbit with a mattress purchase of $799 or more to track your sleep and help you hit your 2018 wellness goals. And getting good sleep is easier with up to 70% off select closeout floor samples, accessories, and more. So you can find the bed that matches you at a price that matches your budget. Hurry in to the New Year's sleep sale going on now, only at Mattress Firm. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/New Year's Sleep Sale. Product offers and prices may vary by state.
Boise State men's basketball is back in action at Taco Bell Arena Wednesday against New Mexico.
Long three, Williams. He got it! With 3.9 seconds left, Lexus does it again to tie the game.
Tickets start at only $10 for adults and $8 for juniors.
Jessup off the dribble. Nails a fade from 15 left baseline.
Boise State men's basketball versus New Mexico, Wednesday at 7. Purchase your tickets today at broncosports.com.
Best new Ram price anywhere. Dennis Dillon Dodge.com. Best new Jeep and Chrysler price anywhere. Dennis Dillon Dodge.com. Save up to $21,000 off MSRP on new Ram trucks. With 4x4 starting at $279 a month. Or take over $6,500 off new Jeeps with Cherokee starting at $199 a month during our big finish event. Come see why Dennis Dillon is among the top 5 Ram truck dealers in the world. Dennis Dillon Dodge Ram Chrysler Jeep Caldwell, Idaho. After all, rebates and incentives plus tax, dial and dealer doc fee at $299. 36 month lease and $12,000 per year OAC.
Weekday mornings have never been more fun.
Only 1,000 years left.
Exactly.
I better go buy some shirts.
Paul, Jay, and Chris, starting at 5 on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part 4 of the last show of 2017, the Zamzos Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie. With me today is Lamar. Lamar, thank you so much for being here with me and hanging out. It's fun to get to talk to you. Haven't had a chance to really see you around the office much, but
yeah.
I enjoy talking to you. You're a good guy, so thank you for being here. I appreciate it a lot. Let's go to Doug in Meridian. Actually, before that, I want to put out the phone number there because we probably got time to get at least one or more, two more calls in. So give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. And let's go to Doug. Doug, how's it going? How can we help you today?
Happy New Year, Nolan.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
It's
thank you. It's been great having you on the show. I'm not going to download your information, you know, how great you, you know, that you're not as bad as usual.
I appreciate that.
If that works.
Yeah, there you go.
I was listening to you talking about with the pine trees. Does that fall in the same category with arborvitaes?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, arborvitae can, yeah.
Because I know my arborvitae is it's a new plant. It was just planted in July.
Yeah.
And it has some brown spots on it, brown needles.
Yeah, so is that, are they on the inside, like I was mentioning, or is it something that's starting to happen on the outside?
They're kind of on the outside. Some are on the inside.
Yeah. Is it happening kind of towards the bottom side part of the tree, or is it kind of happening?
Yeah, near the bottom. It's kind of almost midway up.
Gotcha. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, arborvitae can be tricky, especially like arborvitae's first 2 to 3 years are really kind of crucial. They can tend to just kind of crash for no real reason. Like, you're just not really sure. A couple of things over the years I've found with arborvitae, with our soil types, they can tend to get overwatered really easily. So really want to watch that you don't put too much water on them, especially if you just planted it. So really watch your watering this spring and next, as we get into summer. They're going to lose a lot of stuff. You remember, an arborvitae is very, it's got a lot of material on the outside, which is shading the inside. So a lot of the stuff on the inside is going to die. And then that's just completely natural. And then some things to think about with the weather we're having, they can be susceptible to that winter dry out. They call it winter desiccation is the fancy word. Winter damage is just, the way I would talk about it in general. But winter damage is very common with them. So keep an eye out for that. And then also, if it's a newer tree, try to make sure that you're not getting a lot of snow building up on the plant, because a lot of that,
the big clumps off.
Yeah. Because what will happen is it'll start to bend those branches down. And if they bend down, they're never going to come back up. So you want to watch that. And usually the first year or two is not going to be an issue, but year three and on, that can certainly be something that'll happen. And it can kind of ruin the tree for sure.
I had three or four of them in Colorado, and they got really big, and some of the branches were sagging because the snow get on it. So I'd go out and knock the snow off.
Right, good.
But a lot of it would stay kind of down. And on this one that I have here, it's about 3.5-4 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I know they go through a shock when they're replanted and everything.
Yeah, so, yeah, and very, very common.
Would we do some watering around the plant during the wintertime if it does get that way?
Yeah, I mean, right now it's not going to make any difference because it's just too cold. But, yeah, once we start to really thaw out and we get closer to, like, February, really start looking at for opportunities to, get some water out there. It doesn't have to be a lot. A couple gallons is really all it takes just to make sure there's some moisture there because, we get some winds and, low moisture really just starts to cause a lot of problems. So getting a little bit of moisture out there really just kind of helps them stay hydrated.
Okay. And then the other thing you're talking about, the snow mold with people walking on the snow.
Yeah.
Packing it down. We should take like a rake and kind of loosen it up.
Yeah. Yeah. If you can get out there and just break it up a little bit, move it around so it starts to melt a little bit faster. It's really helpful.
I don't have any kids, so they don't build any snowmen.
Very good.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Doug. Have a great new year. Stay safe. If you want to get in, we probably got time to get at least one more call in. Give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We've got a little bit of time left here in the end of the show. So, Lamar, what are some of your plans? So you don't have a garden. You're planning on it this year? You thinking about it?
I'm thinking about it. I haven't done it in a few years, because these last few years have been, the snow and then, a huge increase of birds and bugs. So I just kind of just been steering away from it.
Yeah. It's one of those things, like, if it's almost, if you can't give it enough time, you know, it's almost not bad to just kind of give it some time off. So I've got some big plans for my garden this year. I'm going to do a few different things. I'm planning on building up some, just kind of not really a box. I'm not going to do like a tall box, but I'm going to make kind of a shorter box. I was thinking around 6 to 8 inches or so. I'm going to make four of them with some gravel path. What I'm trying to do is build the soil up a little bit in those smaller areas and give myself something really good to kind of help prevent the weeds in the walking path, so I don't have to deal with as much, in a little bit smaller area, because I don't have a ton of stuff that I want to grow. You know, I really like to just do like a handful of tomatoes and some peppers and then a few other things.
Yeah, see, me, it's cucumbers and, you know, carrots and lettuce, stuff like that. But for me, I'd have to, I'm changing location, garden location.
Yeah, so. Right.
That's another issue.
Yeah, for sure. But, my big thing is I really want to focus more on putting out more compost and getting that stuff into the soil, because I really think that's an important thing that we don't do enough of. We kind of tend to rely too much on fertilizers. And I know we're like in the fertilizer business, right? We sell that kind of stuff. But, you know, even if you talk to Jim, he'll tell you, I mean, it's about balance. You've got to have both things. So really try to focus that. I really want to encourage people to do more of that this next year. I think we're getting close to being out of time here. So I just want to mention real quick again, Zamzo stores will be closed January 1st and January 2nd. All day will be closed both of those days. So try to get in if you need food or you need something right away. Get in there before that so you can you don't run out when we're closed. It's certainly an inconvenience for people, and we apologize for that. But we're going to get that stuff taken care of, and we won't have to worry about it again for a while. I'm going to tease a little bit. I think in January, I'm going to try to get a few guest hosts on, outside of the company, Casey from Snake River Seed Co-op. I'm going to try to get her on, and then somebody from the Idaho, Extension Agency on in January. So look forward to that, and have a great new year, everybody. Stay safe, and I will talk to you next year.